Today's passage reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 16 to 20. But through the grace given to me, I say to every one among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. From the Mark, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs and followed. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,500 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. Jesus promised us in John chapter 14, verse 13, saying, "Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." When we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, even though it is something impossible by man, God can do it for us. But this word cannot be applied to anybody, but only those who have perfect faith. Only if you cast off all sins and evil and accomplish perfectly truthful heart, God will answer to whatever you ask. Also, when you pray for other people, God shows His works. Just as written in today's passage, you will perform various signs so that you can testify to the gospel for many people. This is the 23rd session on measure of faith and the 4th session on the 5th level of faith. Through the message, may you receive the power and manifest God's works so that you will be able to guide so many souls to God. I pray in the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I told you that the second trait of the 5th level of faith is that they will accumulate limitless amount of prayer and manifest signs and wonders. If a person who has cast off sins and become sanctified accumulates so much prayer within the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he will receive God's power and perform various signs and wonders. Among them, in today's passage, there are 5 kinds of signs that will follow those who believe, and I already explained 2 of them in the last session. It was they who drive out demons in the Lord's name, and they would speak in new tongues. The third sign is that they will pick up serpents. Here, serpents do not refer to snakes crawling on the ground, but it has special meaning. As the first part of Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 says, "And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." A serpent refers to the enemy devil and Satan. Therefore, believers picking up serpents means they have the authority to demolish the synagogue of Satan in the church. The later half of Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 says, "And the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." They are, in body, they are Jews. But why is it said that those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan? And also Revelation chapter 3 verse 9 says, Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. If they are truly Jews, they will live by the word of God. They believe in God, fear Him, and live by His word, but they don't. That's why it says, they say they are Jews. So they are, in today's sense, they say they are Christians. They say they are believers, but they don't live in light. They rather condemn and judge other people. They condemn other people, followed by God's works, as heretics, and so on. So they say they are Christians, but in God's sight, they are not actually Christians. Synagogue of Satan is a group of people who think they belong to God, but actually are disturbing God's works because things do not agree with their thoughts and benefits. It is when two or more people gather in the church, speak words of complaint, and cause problems by judging, condemning, and alienating people from one another. Then they separate themselves and make divisions. Of course, in the church, we sometimes need to make constructive suggestions in accomplishing something with love for God and good intention. But if you stand against the pastor and separate the brothers in faith, going against the policies of the church, to seek your own benefit and having your own self-righteousness, it is certainly a work of Satan. If a synagogue of Satan is formed in a church, the love will cool down and God's works will stop. The members of the church will face tests and trials and the revival will stop. But in the church, if there is a person who is at the fifth level of faith, he can look through the synagogue of Satan and break it down with the authority in his word. In our church, since the opening, there has been no synagogue of Satan formed so far. Of course, there were people who were trying to, continuously there were people who were trying to make form synagogues of Satan, but because they were demolished by the words from the pulpit, they were broken and also they left the church quickly. But recently, a couple of years, it was formed within such a short time, and I waited for them for many years, and I always advised them to turn away for many years. But finally, they didn't turn away, so their families were ruined, and their children died, and they got serious diseases and so on. And most of them turned away and repented and came back to church, except a few. But the result was for them was destruction. In this case, if I just directly tell it, it'll collapse. But because there were so many families involved, I couldn't expose it directly. So for them to repent, I couldn't, and come back, I couldn't tell them directly. But because the members understood, they were not deceived anymore. And now the group is dispersed, and most of them came back and returned after repentance. Because the word of truth is abundantly proclaimed from the pulpit, even when the members hear some untruthful words from other people, they don't get deceived or align themselves with them. Even when there were people who tried to form synagogue of Satan, God first let me know about them so that I could demolish their work by the word from the pulpit. So even those who were trying to form synagogue of Satan came to realize their fault and repented. And even if they didn't repent, they left the church being unable to cause any more disturbances. The fourth sign that follows those who believe is that if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. Let me elaborate on the third sign. In the 80s, we had an all-workers meeting every month, but nowadays we cannot do it because there are just so many workers, so many people, but we say general meeting once a year. Also we have general assembly, and in any meeting we have never had any quarrels or dissensions in the meetings. We obey the word of God, and with a very orderly manner. Even in such a big church like this, we general meeting was ended within just about an hour. And we never quarreled against each other, saying, I am right and you are wrong. Because there is no works of Satan involved in the meetings. The fourth sign that follows those who believe is that if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. In Acts chapter 28, verses 1 to 6, we see the apostle Paul was bitten by a poisonous snake. Many people who saw it thought Paul would die immediately, but nothing happened to him. They were so surprised and considered Paul like God. Likewise, if you reach the level of perfect faith, you will be protected even if you drink any deadly poison. Even if you take poison, God will keep you unharmed. Even if you breathe in poisonous gas, God will protect you. Even if germs or viruses infect you, God will immediately burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. I had this kind of experience many times. When I had food that went bad or which contained some harmful substances, they couldn't harm me. When I passed through a place where tear gas exploded, other people were sneezing and shedding so many tears, but I wasn't affected at all. I keep the food in the refrigerator, and sometimes I just leave them maybe for a week, especially in my prayer place. And I sometimes keep the foods for many weeks, and sometimes there are some food that went bad. If I know for sure that they went bad, I will throw them away. But sometimes I wasn't sure, and I just felt wasteful to throw them away, so I just ate them. And then if I ate them, I have the signal from my stomach that it was not good. And then I just emptied the bowl, and then it was okay. So I would realize that the food was bad. And also about tear gas, in the 80s, in the city, we could smell the tear gas a lot of times because there were a lot of demonstrations. And around the Sindaebangdong, near Sangdo-dong, there is a Sungshil University, and Noryangjin, there was a Jungang University. And there were many tear gases, and we could smell them. And in the minibus, there were about 10 of our members, and they were sneezing and they were shedding tears. Somehow the air came through. But for me, I didn't. Maybe I would sneeze a couple of times and finish, and I wasn't affected at all. And I could see that I could be protected even by such a thing. And also on the street, the tear gas didn't affect me at all. Of course, even if a person has great power, if he drinks any poison intentionally to test God, he cannot be protected. Matthew chapter 4, verse 7 says, Jesus said to him, on the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. God didn't allow us to test him except on the tithes. If you dare to intentionally drink poison to test God, he will turn his face away and he cannot protect you. Next, the fifth sign that follows those who believe is that when they lay hands on the sick people, they will get well. If you reach the fifth level of faith and receive power, no disease will infect you, And also, you will have power to heal other people's sicknesses. If you heal other people's sicknesses and if you cannot heal yourself, does that make sense? But just like the case of praying for demon possession, even when a powerful man lays his hands, sometimes the disease is not healed. It's when the person who is receiving prayer has no faith at all, or when he has a great wall of sin against God. There are many cases. Our workers should understand properly and counsel the members properly, so I always explain to you. If the one who receives prayer has no faith at all, God will not work. The one has to come with faith. But if he just hopes for luck, and only because other people receive healing if he just comes, or if he doubts, without having faith like this, if he receives prayer, God won't work for him. So when you preach the gospel, you shouldn't bring the person who has no faith and let him receive prayer by your faith. You should preach the gospel and explain to them so that they themselves will have faith for themselves, and they, from their side, they will say with faith, "Oh, I want to be healed by prayer," and they can come. And it is only, also, furthermore, it is only for minor diseases. For serious diseases, you cannot just do that. In serious diseases, they have to listen to the word of God and repent thoroughly of their wrongdoings and their sins. And they have to have the faith. And then only after that, they have to receive the prayer with their own faith, with their faith, so God can work for them. But if you bring anybody who has no faith, and there are sometimes people who have no faith but are healed in revival meetings or healing meetings. There are two cases. One is when God considers that one has faith only by coming to church. They are healed 100%. Of the disease. They are healed completely. That's when God knows that they will not change their mind and they will keep going towards the heavenly kingdom once they are healed. But in other cases, God heals them little by little. And as they continue their Christian lives, God heals them more and more. So that's because they won't leave God by that way. And also, sometimes God heals those who will finally betray. But out of 10 lepers, 9 of them didn't come back to God. But there is a special case of God. So that those who were healed and betrayed God, they cannot say on the judgment day, "I didn't know God and that's why I couldn't believe." Also, as the answer of prayer of the whole family members, God can answer. As an answer for that, God can heal a certain person. But if he misses, violates the Sabbath, and finally, sometimes he will leave God. And in that case, he will gain more serious disease than before. As our Lord said, if you are healed by the name of the Lord, and if you leave God and betray God, and because you commit more sins, you will get even more serious disease than before. So there are many people who come back after 1 year or 2 years, 3 years. There are continuously these people continuously come back. So that's why in revival meetings, I used to say, please don't ever leave God, don't ever betray God, or you will get even more serious disease. But they ignored these words, and they just go back to the world, and they get a serious disease and come back. So you should receive prayer with faith. And there are walls of sin against God. So even if you have faith, because there is a wall of sin against God, you cannot receive the God's healing. So you should know which case you belong to. In some cases, even if you have sin, God heals you. But sometimes, when you have sin, you have to repent with thoroughly with tears so you can be healed. But there are sometimes you cannot be healed at all, even if you repent. The sins, there are two kinds of sins. There are sins leading to death and sins not leading to death. In case of sins not leading to death, if you just repent and receive the prayer, you'll be healed. God will work. But in case of sins leading to death, just by receiving prayer, it is very difficult to receive healing. Because that's what God said, you will surely die. And also, God says that we should not pray for those who commit sins leading to death. So according to the justice of God, God cannot work. But in our case, in our church, God gave us the chances of a great repentance, and that goes beyond the justice. Because of so much petition, God gave us a chance. So if we truly repented at that time, we were forgiven and healed. And if you committed sins, it is same as before. Even if you are healed, you'd get another disease, and you still have a greater wall of sin than before. So you should never commit sins leading to death, but if you did, it is not easy to repent thoroughly. So in Hebrews chapter 10 or chapter 6, God says He won't give a spirit of repentance for the sins leading to death. So because you cannot repent, you cannot receive the healing. But God told us before, even that kind of soul, if he has faith, tries to have faith and tries to lead a Christian life, he will at least receive salvation. If he really truly works for God, and he may go to first kingdom or second kingdom. But that's only when you truly turned away from sins leading to death. God will have compassion on them. But even sins leading to death, there are two kinds of sins. It can be categorized. One is committing the works of the flesh, and the other is to stand against God, blaspheme against God, to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, and also the servant of God whom God is with. There are things to blaspheme the works of the Holy Spirit. So if you judge and condemn the works of the Holy Spirit, it is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, and this kind of sin is very, very difficult to be forgiven. So look at them, those who did it. Can they really repent? They cannot repent from their heart. So that's why I always pleaded with you since the beginning of the church not to commit those sins leading to death, especially blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. You should never commit those sins. And also, to crucify the Lord all over again, I have always been pleading with you. Because if you commit those sins, it is very difficult for you to be saved. And the judgment is done according to what the Bible says, exactly. But still, God loves this church so much that even if you did it with an evil heart, if you humble yourself and repent thoroughly, and if you really try to work for God and be faithful before God, and when God sees those people, He still shows His compassion and mercy on them, like the people of Nineveh. God said, you will definitely die within 40 days, but when they humble themselves and from the king to all enemies, animals, they fasted for 3 days, and then God showed His mercy on them, and sometimes God shows His mercy in the same way. It's because there is a wall of sin against God, you cannot receive the healing. I explained to you. But even in that case, even if you are not healed, if you cling to God, be faithful before God, and sanctify your heart, and then if you really cast off evil and go into spirit, then God will work for you. If you go into spirit, God will heal you. Because if you go into spirit, it means everything is forgiven. So God can consider you my true son, my true daughter. So if you have that qualification, and then if you receive prayer, you'll be healed and your problems will be solved. And when I see those whose problems are not to be solved, I tell them to come into spirit quickly. In our church, even in a week, numerous people come to receive my prayer and get healed. Furthermore, nowadays, there are so many people who experience God's power transcending time and space through internet or GCN broadcasting. We continuously receive letters of testimonies from those who received healings and answers to their problems through the broadcast. But why are there people who do not receive the answers although they receive the same prayer? It's because they don't receive the prayer with faith, but they only expect some luck. Even though such great works of God take place in this church, not everybody can experience God's works. You first have to listen to the Word of God, have faith, and repent of your sins. Then you have to receive the prayer with longing and faith, then you will really be healed if you receive prayer. If you have that kind of heart, you can confess that you will be healed just by touching the edge of the clock or just by the word. Also, even if you cannot receive the prayer the way you wanted, you won't get disappointed, but you will act with humble heart and faith until the end. So, when you preach the gospel to other people, you have to teach them the right thing. Because some of you say that everyone will receive healing and blessings just by receiving prayer, the other one rather loses his heart without receiving the answer. This should not happen. God doesn't say, God says the person who receives the prayer has to have faith. When the lame man came to Jesus and received his, the paralytic, because the paralytic couldn't go by himself, four of his friends carried him on a mat. And even because the paralytic had the faith, and also his friends had the faith, Jesus saw that faith and healed them. Jesus went to their town, it is not that they were healed just because they had faith. Only when they carried him and they went to Jesus. But it is not that, again, they were healed just by they went to Jesus. Only when they showed their faith to be seen by Jesus, only then were they healed, was the paralytic healed. Because there were so many people surrounding the house, so they couldn't go in. But they still had the faith. But were they healed because they had faith like that? They opened the roof and put him down for Jesus to see, and Jesus saw their faith, that kind of faith, and healed him. And today, because it's the last days, the sin is prevailing so much, and it is very difficult to see faith. But we are so thankful that there are so many healings taking place in this church. So you should plant faith in them so that they can come with their own faith and receive the prayer. Or sometimes they don't believe in God, but they are healed. But that's when maybe their family members have great faith and they prayed with love and compassion on them. So looking at the faith of the family members, God heals that particular person, but that's when, it's only when the family members have great faith.
and love. 믿음이 있다면 끝까지 매달릴 텐데요. 자, 또 이런 경우도 있습니다.
Also, there is another case. Other family members have good faith. And they, the father or mother, for to heal a sick person in the family member, they cling to me, they come to me often. But the person who is sick, himself or herself, doesn't even want to repent. They just attend church. They just sit here. They don't worship in spirit and in truth. They don't really listen to the word. They don't practice the word. They still they receive the prayer, but they still get angry and they give hard time to their family members. So they have nothing to do with faith. In that case, even if, no matter how many times they receive prayer, God will not work for them. If they hear the word, they should change a little bit, even before, even a little bit. Even a little bit, even though it was slowly. They should change before God. But they are not changing at all. Then will God be cheated? He will not work for them. In that case, they will only disgrace the name of God. Of course, even among those who come without faith, as said, the prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Sometimes God's works still take place only with my faith, but still you have to teach the truth correctly when you try to evangelize others. Sometimes, even if the one who is receiving prayer has no faith at all, God looks at his inner heart and heals him. Although he has no faith right now, if he is a kind of person who will give glory to God and lead an enthusiastic Christian life, once he meets God, God may heal him first. But please remember, in principle, you first have to listen to the word of God, repent, and prepare the vessel to receive the answer. If you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit and a judge condemned the servant of, powerful servant of God, it happened a lot in 98 and 99, and even now so many people come to repent, even today and every week. And those who come before me, I always ask them, they should repent that can be accepted by God. They shouldn't just say with lips, I judged, I did wrong, I condemned. They should repent from the depth of their heart. One person had a pneumonia and also is doing he has a diabetes, and he's doing dialysis, and he left church because he was deceived, and he judged and condemned the church. And that's what he said. That's how he repents. But that's not really repentance. He should say, he has to have the contents on which day and on which day or and how he judged and condemned. And because I say the you should have contents, some people, they have so many diseases, and because the hospitals cannot work for them, they come back, and they because I say you should have contents, they write something. But it's already late. They have already gone the limit of life that God has set. And if you really truly repent, but even if they write the contents, they are not really repenting from their heart. They are not even sorry. The Bible always talks about the judging and condemning God and judging the Lord and the Holy Spirit. It is such a great sin, but they don't even shed any one drop of tear. They just say with lips. And they don't really, if they truly feel that they did wrong from their heart, they cannot act that way. They will feel so sorry. They will feel so embarrassed. And they will think about how great sin they committed before the Lord, and they will repent from the heart. So that God, only then will God have mercy on them, but it is very difficult to see anybody doing that. Dear brothers and sisters, there is one more thing you should remember. At the fifth level of faith, you can manifest many kinds of signs, but not everyone who manifests these signs is at the fifth level of faith. For example, even though one is not sanctified, if he loves God and the souls very much and accumulates fervent prayers, he may receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, such as gift of healing or working of miracles. When he prays for other people, healing works can take place. Also, even though one has not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, when he prays for somebody so earnestly with love, God may have compassion and answer to his prayer. For example, even though a pastor does not have God's power, sometimes a member may request for the pastor's prayer so earnestly. When this member believes that he will be healed only if he receives a prayer from the pastor, God looks at his pure heart and faith and works for him. It is not by looking at the faith of the one who is praying, but he is looking at the faith and pure heart of the one who is receiving the prayer. But these cases are different from manifesting signs and wonders with the full power of God received. But it is a different level than manifesting God's power completely. In this case, they may heal some diseases caused by germs or viruses, but they cannot show any kind of a creation. For any works of creation, reviving the dead, giving life, or making the blind see, making the mute speak, and making the deaf hear, or the reviving the dead nerves, all these works are manifested only at the fifth level of faith. At the fourth level, it is not easy. You should be able to you'll be able to manifest these works at the fifth level of faith. Also, there are many kinds of signs. If you call a God of our shepherd, and there is a rainbow formed around the sun, and it doesn't mean you are at the fifth level of faith. It's given as the grace of God. If you have love and faith, that is a grace of God. That is not a great sign that you are manifesting. If you see clouds appearing and disappearing, then it is not really a sign. It is not really a wonder either. You can receive God's power to some extent when you come into the fourth level of faith and accumulate limitless amount of prayer. And only when you get to the fifth level of faith can you fully receive God's power. If you have received the complete power of God being at the fifth level of faith, not just one or two kinds of works will take place from time to time, but all five kinds of works that follow the believers will take place always, and you should be able to perform greater works than these two. You will not only heal diseases, but you should be able to heal even infirmities, namely disabilities, and also manifest other kinds of signs and wonders as needed. That's why the gift of healing and gift of working of miracles are separated among the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gift of healing can heal diseases caused by germs or viruses, but it cannot heal any infirmity, namely disability. It cannot revive what is dead. It cannot give life. It cannot drive out demons either. So, even at prayer centers where healing works are taking place greatly, in many cases, they cannot heal those who are demon-possessed. Also, they cannot revive the dead nerves or to make blind see or make deaf hear or deaf mute speak. You can heal infirmities only with working of miracles, and even if you perform the powerful works with the gift of the Holy Spirit, we cannot say you have complete power of God. Also in the Bible, along with the word power, there is authority too. Our workers must be able to discern There is power, there is power, there is authority, and there is power, and there is authoritative power. Power, authority, and authoritative power together seem to have similar meanings, but they are different. When I explain, explain them to you now, I hope you will clearly understand them. First, power is something that man cannot do, but God can do with his power. Mark chapter 10, verse 27 says, with people it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. There are so many things that are impossible by human ability, but there is nothing impossible by the power of God. So there are things that only God can do. That things that cannot be done with science or medicines or by human ability, but only by the power of God. And if you judge and condemn the things that can be done only by the power of God, then if you form a group, it becomes a synagogue of Satan, and you are blaspheming the Holy Spirit, so that the state of your salvation will be affected. Some people have so much jealousy and envy, and they say even the enemy devil can do it. And in the Bible, can you find any part of the Bible, enemy devil manifesting signs and wonders? The signs and wonders of enemy devil is only to deceive people not to believe in God and to lead them to hell. They don't revive any dead person, they don't revive dead nerves, but they don't heal infirmities or anything like that. That's why in the Bible we don't have any record of enemy devil healing. If devil can heal diseases, he will give his power to anybody and to stand against God and to deceive all believers. They always worship idols and they meditate so much, but they don't perform any power. Even if they say they did, and if you go and check yourself, it is not true. If it is a really true work, it will keep on happening again and again and again. But when you really find out their falsehood, how about in this church? You have witnessed and you have seen and you have touched and you have experienced all these works of God, and all the world, how the whole world is acknowledging, and even medical doctors are acknowledging these works. This is reality. Just by looking at the processes of our churches accomplishing the world mission, you probably agree all those things were only possible by God's power. Without having anything, this church was started only with about $7, and it grew to become a mega-sized church like this, which has about 4,500 branch churches. This could not be done by human wisdom or knowledge. Without having any previous connections, it is impossible to have mega-sized crusades in many other countries. I haven't been to any other country like that, and I didn't really have fellowship with anybody, but they didn't even know me very well. But in many other countries, we receive requests to have mega-sized crusades. Also, establishing GCN in such a short time could not be done with human ability. They were possible only with the power of God, who can make impossible things possible. Even medical doctors, they would gather more, from all over the world and testify to the works of the living God. They will present the case, healing cases. Last year, we had a second conference in India, and in this year, we have doctors from so many countries, about 30 countries. With this power, we can heal diseases and infirmities and can revive the dead and drive out demons. As I already explained, if you have the gift of healing, you can heal diseases caused by germs or viruses, but you cannot heal such things as blindness, muteness, or lameness only with the gift of healing. You must have power. Even before you completely cast off evil, if you have passionate love for God and the souls, and store a great amount of prayer, you can receive some power as a gift of the Holy Spirit, but it cannot be perfect. Most of the works take place in some parts only. Also, if the one who received the prayer, received the power, becomes arrogant or changes his mind, that gift will be taken away. But if you commit the fourth level of faith or above, you are already sanctified, so you won't be arrogant or change your mind. Therefore, the power given will not be taken away, and as you store up more amount of prayer, and as you resemble God more, God will give you spiritual authority so that you can perform His power to the full extent. Then, what is authority? Spiritual authority is the dignified and glorious power set by God at the command of God from above, being originated from the others, from the orders of God. It is the glorious power belonging to God the Creator, allowed to man. Romans chapter 13 verse 1 says, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. When Pilate was questioning Jesus, Jesus said, you'd have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above, namely from God. Jesus is the Son of God and He was blameless and spotless. He didn't have either original sin or sins committed by Himself. So He is the Son of God and God the Trinity. And without, unless the authority was given from above, Pilate didn't have had that authority. Also in the book of Job, when Satan brought charges against Job, what Satan accused him of could take place only when God allowed it. Why did God allow it? Job didn't commit any sins outwardly. So just by accusation of Satan, it couldn't happen, but only by the allowance of God, the test could begin. God allowed the test to take place, but He didn't allow the life of Job to be taken, so the enemy, devil, and Satan could not touch his life. Only God is the one who controls everything in heaven and earth, and life, death, fortune, and misfortune. If God doesn't allow, not even one sparrow will fall to the ground. If you remember this fact, even when you face some tests, you won't use human methods, but try to find the solution within God. You should understand why God allowed such a thing and receive the answer from God. And this authority is directly related with sanctification. When I explained to you about the power, I told you that even those who are not fully sanctified can receive some portion of power if they store up limitless amount of prayer with earnest heart to accomplish the kingdom of God. But that power is only partial, it's not perfect, and sometimes God can't even take it away. If they commit sins, or commit sins leading to death, God can just take the power away. But spiritual authority can never be given unless the person is sanctified. If you give a sharp sword to a baby, he will greatly harm both himself and other people. Also in old days, when an evil person who was not really qualified to become an official received the authority of the king, he would torment the people and cause problems in the country. If the secret secret prosecutor is an evil person, he would compromise with all the governors, local governors, and take so much money. Now, if anybody can have the glorious authority of the Almighty God, wouldn't the world fall into chaos? That's why spiritual authority can be given to those who are at least in the fourth level of faith. They should not have any evil but virtue and generosity, even to give their own lives for brothers. If you go into the fifth level of faith and receive the complete power, along with spiritual authority, we will be able to perform the authoritative power. But mostly we refer to this authoritative power as just power. Luke chapter 4 verse 36 says, "And amazement came upon them all, and they began talking with one another, saying, What is this message? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." The works that Jesus performed were not only works of power, but they were manifested along with authority. In the Bible, there are some people who performed God's power like Moses, Elijah, Peter, or Stephen, or Philip, or the Apostle Paul. There are people who performed God's power. And also, the Bible says it is power. And just look at them. They were blameless. And they were sanctified, and they had no forms of evil. Maybe they had before, but after God's refinement, God let them have a clean vessel and gave them His power and used them with His power. The Apostle Paul, risking his own life, he wanted to save his people, even if it meant he had to fall into hell. Although he was imprisoned and he was beaten all the time, he only praised God. And how sanctified Stephen, the Bible tells us clearly. Stephen was trying to tell them the word of God, and he was innocent, but they were stoning him to death. But Stephen still prayed, "Father, please forgive them." And even while he was being stoned to death, he prayed for those who were stoning him to death. He had no forms of evil, and it was the same with Philip. And that's why his three daughters had the power of prophecy, and his whole family members were sanctified. It was the same with Moses. Even if he wanted to save his people, even if he had to fall into hell, it was the same with Elijah. Although one has not reached the fifth level of faith, sometimes works of authority and power may take place. For example, it was when Jesus laid his hands on his disciples to perform his power. It is only a momentary thing. Jesus laid, because they had to preach the gospel, Jesus gave in his power momentarily. But because he had authority and power, with his power, Jesus gave them his power, and his disciples could manifest powerful works. It is like you use your handkerchiefs. Because I put in the power of God in the handkerchiefs, and so when you pray with faith, that power contained in the handkerchief can show the works of God. At that time, the power of Jesus was momentarily bestowed upon his disciples by the will of Jesus, so powerful works took place. So the handkerchief is also kind of momentary thing. Only when you pray with the handkerchief, the God's power takes place. Without the handkerchief, you cannot show same kind of work. When we talk about the power in general, it includes all spiritual works like driving out demons, healing of infirmities, and reviving the dead. But more specifically, just the power and authoritative power, which is power along with authority, are different. Then what is different between just power and authoritative power? For example, between parents and children, even though the son is very intelligent and has great capability, he has to obey his father's word. He has to submit himself to the authority of his father. For example, the son is the president of the country, and he lives in Busan, I suppose. And the father is living in Busan. And the father is saying, "My son, I want to see you so much. I have to meet you. And come down to Busan once." And can the president say, "I am the president of the country and I have people and you cannot tell me to come"? If he is not a prodigal son, or if he is not a bad son, he would listen to his father. The father can say, I know you're busy, but I want to see you so much. So come down just once, then the president should listen. It is the authority of the father. Also, in old days, some officers had to obey a messenger of the king who was delivering the message of the king, even though the officer was higher than the messenger. Because the messenger was carrying the message of the king, the officer had to obey the messenger. Even the prime minister or other ministers, they would receive the messenger of the king, they kneeling down. Even when the king gave the death sentence by sending poison, even the highest official, they would kneel down and receive the poison and drink it. Some people didn't do it, but they were so unrighteous. Maybe like Chang Hibin, who was a concubine, a very evil concubine of the king. Then if God the Almighty has given His spiritual power to somebody, all creatures and even evil spirits have to obey Him. That's why a servant, powerful servant of God, commands evil spirits go away, and even the dead nerves come back to life, and even from cerebral apoplexy, people will come back to life soon. And also the fever or the heat of the burn or even the poison will go away. And even the carbon monoxide gas poisoning will go away. Because before the authority and power of God, everything will have to obey. Even non-living things like gas or heat, by the power of God, they will go away. And you have seen these things so many times and experienced it. Let me give you one more example. Those who can drive a car can drive the car to move. But if the traffic police officer stops the car, even though the driver is able to move the car, he has to stop submitting to the authority of the police officer. If the police officer just signals with his hand, the car has to stop. That is the authority given to the police officer. It's the same in spirit. Psalm 62 verse 11 says, that power belongs to God. Because spiritual authority belongs to God, if you have power along with His authority, evil spirits, diseases, germs, and even non-living organisms will obey you. So if anybody tries to touch him or touch you, they cannot do anything. So many people try to kill me, disturb me, but nobody could really do anything to me. You can even command the wind, waves, or rain and cloud to change the weather. You have seen this many times, so you know. Only those who are sanctified and have faith like pure gold can receive this kind of authoritative power. And even at the same fifth level of faith, one has to go into deep level of it to manifest that power greatly. Let me conclude the message. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I who believe in the Lord do not belong to this earth but heavenly kingdom. But this verse is not only about the kingdom of heaven that we will enter later. If you truly dwell in the light and live as a heavenly citizen, you can experience the heavenly things even on this earth. With the authority and power of God, you can drive away the enemy, devil, and Satan, so no tests or trials will be a problem for you. Also, when you perform the powerful works in the name of Jesus Christ, you can lead so many people to the way of salvation. God eagerly wants His children to be able to perform such works, and is always looking for someone who is qualified to receive the power. I hope you will long to receive this authoritative power and more diligently advance into perfect light and spiritual realm. You may have a doubt like this. I have come into spirit. I am going into the Holy Spirit, and why am I not followed by that kind of powerful works? But it's not that you are not followed by the. That is because you didn't accumulate fervent prayer so much. But do you have to accumulate so much prayer all the time? It doesn't say Abraham accumulated so much power. The Bible doesn't mention Abraham performed any powerful works. Or Joseph performed any powerful works. It was the same with Daniel. It doesn't say Daniel performed any powerful works. They were all in the Spirit and the Holy Spirit. But they didn't need that kind of power, so they didn't have to pray for the powerful works. And who needs powerful works of God? Those who are saving souls, many souls, and those who are caring for many souls, and those who are guiding so many souls, they need God's power. Of course, preachers, if they have God's power, they can preach very well. They can evangelize many people. And to bring down this power by praying so much and fasting, and if you have the responsibility to guide so many souls to the heavenly kingdom, you have to pray. Pray and receive the power of God. Because God says, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will never believe. In John chapter 14, verse 48. So you have to pray fervently to receive the power, and as much as God has given you His power, you'll be able to manifest such works, and so that you can guide so many souls. In case of Apostle Paul, Moses, and Peter, they had to lead so many people to the side of God. So that's why God gave them God's power. And to receive that power, they accumulated so much amount of prayer. And you can see in the Bible how much they prayed. Moses, what would have he done for 40 years of trial, refinement? He prayed to God. And also Elijah, where did they usually stay? On mountainside. What would they do there? Pray. Same with Peter. He went up to the roof to pray. And Apostle Paul also. In desert, he prayed for 3 years. And also, whenever he had time, he prayed. Because only by manifesting the powerful works of God, could he make so many people repent and make atheists change their mind and to believe in God. That's why he accumulated so much amount of prayer. But if your duty is not something like that, even if you go into Holy Spirit, there are some people who have to spend more time on your own duty rather than guiding souls like that. And those who are guiding souls, you need to receive God's power and to receive it. You feel hurried. Because you have to go into spirit to ask for prayer. But if you have no selfish motive, and if you have a true heart and a decision to only live for other souls, and even if you don't come into spirit, only if you are standing on the rock of faith, you will be able to manifest works, because standing on the rock of faith, you won't have two hearts. And if you are at that level, you may pray for the power of God. But you should always be careful about God's power. Unless you go into that level and receive that power, you may become arrogant, and also you may your heart may be taken away by money or other things and receive Satan's works. So that's why I'm saying you shouldn't pray for God's power unless you are in the deep level of spirit. By doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will lift up the name of the Lord among so many peoples, and when He comes back again, you'll be able to be at His side boldly. When I was praying for the power of God, God let me pray for that only after I came into spirit. You know, God let me pray, made me pray only after I went into spirit. It wasn't really to receive God's power, but I prayed fervently so much and fasted, and I prayed all night, so many nights. Same with my wife, president. She didn't fast as much as I did, but nowadays I don't fast at all, but even now, she fasts often. But before, God made me fast so many times, so often. And to pray for the power of God. So I prayed for everything that Jesus did and all the apostles did, also the prophets did. The parting of the Red Sea, hitting the rock and the water coming out, springing out, and just by shadow, just by touching the shadow. The Bible doesn't say they were healed just by touching the shadow, but the people, I prayed that the people would be healed just by touching the shadow, just by touching the edge of the clock. But everything is done as I prayed. Also, Peter, the Apostle Paul, and Moses, and Elijah, and the Lord, I prayed for what they did. And I accumulated so much prayer and received God's power one by one. And after the opening of church through trials, God gave me greater power. Special greater power that cannot be given to a creature. So by the works of Satan, God let me go through the trials of Satan, and God gave me a greater power. Let us pray, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you thanks and praise for the message and for your grace and love. I explained about the fifth level of faith, and let us understand clearly what the fourth level and fifth level of faith are. And also, as our faith grows, we should have your power and authority, because we want to guide so many souls to the way of salvation. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You should follow the order, your ministers and workers. You should pray a lot and receive the power and authority. Of course, authoritative power is given at the fifth level of faith. And if you receive the power of God, it is very good for you. Those who are working in other, those who are doing businesses, those who are working for companies, they their duty is not to save, guide so many souls. If they pray for only for the power of God, when will they do their businesses? And those who are doing businesses, they should be doing well in their business so that they can help with the ministry of God. So Please discern, distinguish between cases. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and also receive the prayer for the desires of your hearts. Hallelujah, Lord. Please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all internal organs, cells, and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. Give them spiritual and physical health. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, all enemy, devil, and Satan, diseases, and germs, go away. Loosen the chains of injustice and go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be healthy spiritually and physically. Father, work transcending time and space. Bless all those branch churches and churches and local sanctuary members who are attending the service via satellite, and also your children who are attending the service on the internet all over the world. Show them your works in the same way. Father, bless all GCN viewers too. Father, lay your hands on the photos. Father, there's Yang Ning Ching, 51 years, and headache, and be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Be cleansed. Also, the 42-year-old Han Weiping has difficulty in motion after receiving 2 times surgery on brain. And let it be complete. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed and be healthy. Light come. Also in lay your hands on Dong Aimi in Beijing. Hepatitis, be cleansed. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Go away. Father, heal his hepatitis with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, also, this Pastor Seung-gil Yu is having a handkerchief crusade. Father, fill him with your power and show your work. And as people gather, let everybody receive healing and let his church revive day by day. Also in Manila, Philippines, Manila Mamin Church, on May 28th at 2 p.m. today, they will have the opening service of Bataan. And Father, let them have a gracious opening Mamin Church service, and let so many people be saved through this Mamin Church. Father, thank you. Let all our members receive prayer with faith. Let give them spiritual and physical health and give them prosperity throughout the week. All problems go away. Father, bless them with prosperity. Wherever your children may go, let all the strongholds of the enemy devil and Satan be demolished. And let them receive blessings, whether they come in or go out, or let them become the head but not the tail, let them lend but not borrow. Protect and bless their families, workplaces, and businesses, and their children with your blazing eyes, heavenly host and angels, and fiery walls of the Holy Spirit. Father, in Philippines, there is WCDN, World Christian Doctors Network, third conference. Bless all the doctors who are participating and also all attendants. And Father, give your grace to those who are presenting the cases and let them gain faith and drive away all evil spirits. Let them not disturb this event, and Father, be glorified through this. And let the power of God be known to all of the world through this. And Father, also bless all those who are working for this and volunteers and also all participants. Father, protect them on their ways. And also be with the organizing committee chairman, all the members of the committee. And Father, protect them throughout the week. And this week, on Wednesday, we have the election. Father, help us. And let all good workers for the country will be elected. Father, also, let our members vote and let them not give up. And Father, thank you.